the Corners of Minds with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and Jake is on the line with us as well.
Yes, indeed. How's it going, Mr. Skullhead?
Good, good. It's good to hear that song again. That was one that didn't get released on any of the compilations or anything.
I play that on the radio fairly frequently. It's one of my favorite They Might Be Giants songs.
Yeah, I think, actually I did an entire show of music that was less than 2 minutes long, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I used to think of things that were less than 2 minutes long as not really qualifying as songs.
Really?
But, yeah, just kind of like that was the minimum for a song to not be just like a snippet.
A very unlikely occurrence, and that, Stormy Pinkins, I feel like are two particular exceptions in my mind.
Yeah, it's funny because I was just going to say, but then that and a very unlikely occurrence changed my stance on that. My mind stance of mind.
I'm trying to think if there's any other sub-2-minute songs that I really like. There's got to be some. Reno Dakota by the Magnetic Fields.
Huh. I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah?
I don't.
It's pretty good. I don't actually know how long it is. Now that I think about it, but it's got to be less than 2 minutes.
That was a tricky-ass show to program, though.
Oh, yeah?
Because, you know, usually I pick out 4 or 5 songs at a time, and then I'm ahead. And I can, you know, walk away and go to the bathroom or something, but every single song being less than 2 minutes long. And there are
you're
a couple
always trying
of
to quit while you're ahead.
And then I couldn't quit the entire time.
You wish you knew how to quit. Show.
The Beatles had a couple of good less than 2 minute songs.
Oh, did they? Like what?
I Wanna Be Your Man, It's Only Love, I Will.
You could also quit while you're 8 heads in a duffel bag.
I could. I'd rather quit while I had a 4 head in a duffel bag, because cleanup is easier.
Right. Did you do anything exciting this weekend?
I tried to go see Up and failed. Fortunately, I didn't try and die. But
how did that happen? How did you fail?
Got stuck in traffic and missed the starting of it. So, by the time we got to the babysitter and dropped the baby off, we would have been a good half an hour late to it. So, we just hung out with the babysitter for a while, and then went home.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. You didn't reenact one of those porn movies where you have sex with a babysitter, did you?
No. I fixed her cable, though.
Oh. Like, so to speak?
Yeah. You can put your quotation marks wherever you want. And this weekend was little pleasures. You know, we tried feeding the baby cereal for the first time. He
what
ate
kind
it.
Of cereal?
Because it's like ground-up oatmeal, I guess, is what you're supposed to give him these days.
Huh.
He ate it really well. Like, he was really good at eating it, and he wasn't very good at keeping it.
I see.
So
like, he just pooped a few hours after you fed it to him?
No, he just threw up a couple hours after we fed it to him.
I see.
But that was the chance we took. Like, it's early to feed him. What's the worst that could happen? Like, nah.
Well, you know, you don't buy ground-up oatmeal, you rent it.
It's true. I wondered why we had to sign a lease on the oatmeal.
Yeah.
That should have been the warning sign. What's going on in Jick Town?
Oh, I've been just kind of randomly doing stuff. After that little sequence of content work marathons, I've been taking it a little easy. Went roller skating on Saturday for the first time in probably 10 years.
Where'd you go?
To Skateland.
Who left you end up going roller skating? Did you lose a bet?
No.
You don't strike me as the guy who wakes up in the morning like, you know what, I haven't done in a while.
There were a bunch of people going, and then they all bailed except for me and the pretentious artist's wife and Hot Stuff. So it was just the three of us, but we were like, you know what, fuck this. Because we needed, you know, it was like, you only can really go roller skating if there's a whole big group of you, because, like, if you are the one adult at the skating rink, then that's super creepy.
Right.
And if there are two of you at the skating rink and you're not, like, a married couple with a kid, then that's pretty creepy.
Especially, like, 2 30-something dudes.
Yeah. there were, you know, we were not the only adults there. Mm-hmm. Like there was one creepy dude there without any kids. And then there were some people there that I don't know if they had kids or not, but there were a couple like big, like Orange County Choppers looking dudes that were pretty adept roller skaters.
Huh.
You know what I am though is sore as a motherfucker.
Huh.
Even unto today. Like every time I'm sitting in my chair here, and every time I go to lift my leg up onto the ottoman that I have under the desk, I whoever the emperor of the Ottoman Empire was, I experience his revenge. My groin muscles are just aching. Went rock climbing, because that's this whole giant groups of people going rock climbing twice a week now. And I kept not wanting to do it because I'm just like terrified of it. And I was like, you know, I'll start going with you guys if I can go once, like, you know, just me and one other person to, like, kind of get used to it, where I don't have to be embarrassed in front of, like, 8 of my friends.
A rock climbing on a wall or rock climbing
on a
wall?
Yeah, like at a rock gym.
Okay.
Rock gym.
Yeah. So that was, you know, and I actually, like, you know, made it to the top, which had never happened before, right? And so once I did it once, it was, like, you know, significantly less scary the second time, and then it was basically at the point where, like, until I actually tried a route that was sort of too hard for me to handle, I didn't get scared at all on the way up. So.
Did you need a pretty little thing to light your candle for that route?
I did, yeah.
So what you're telling me is I better step up my game, or I'm going to be the, like, tubby bitch. I'm going to be your Silent Bob at con.
Well, I don't know.
In your exercise.
I'm basically, like, I feel like I have achieved a lifestyle where I can kind of sustain a weight that I'm pretty comfortable with without really having to do anything.
Yeah, what I've had the, I think metabolism crash, maybe. Maybe it's just that I'm at home with a baby and he eats twice for every one time that I eat. So, like, yeah, I've gained, like, 15 pounds or so since the baby was born.
Yikes. So you got to start to, you got to do that thing where you, like, you have something that's all the way at the bottom of the house and something that's all the way at the top of the house that you need, like, every 15 or 20 minutes.
You know what I should,
give yourself diabetes and then keep your insulin in the attic.
I was going to say, like, if only I had asthma and I could keep my inhaler upstairs.
Yeah. Or, you know, what you do is you put your computer upstairs, but get, like, a wireless mouse that's downstairs.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You could have your computer downstairs, but powered by a treadmill that was in the attic.
Well, I think, I don't know, we have an elliptical machine that I'm pretty sure I'm never going to use. So, I'm having a friend of ours bring over her Wii Fit to see if we're going to use it. Well, I'll try that out.
You know, it's one of those things, like people tell me that I'm an asshole for saying this, but, like, it really seems like, based on everything that I've seen, like, you can't just exercise to lose weight. You have to eat this.
That's really not true of me, though.
Yeah.
Or at least it hasn't been, you know. I'm an old man now, and it could really be that, because I maintain a weight without exercise. Like, since I gained this weight, I haven't gained any more, I guess.
Yeah.
So I can try and cut out the snacks a little bit, but just starting to exercise and not eating any more to compensate tends to work for me.
I mean, it's just like the number of, like, if you exercise for an hour, you have burned off, like, a soda's worth of calories.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know.
But I burn off a diet soda's worth of calories just sitting here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, working, it was fucking exhausting. The sort of 4 out of 5 or 6 days when it was, like, crunch time on the slime tube and then crunch time on the item of the month.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was physically exhausting. Like, just, like, thinking hard, you burn a significant amount of calories.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, way more than, like, you burn more calories playing video games than watching television, for instance.
Right.
Right? Just, you know, because even if you were, like, say, watching television and doing something with your hands that was equivalent to playing video games.
Maybe that's what I should do, is get a controller and pretend that it controls Law & Order.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, I gotta do the, like, Hidoken move, or Vincent D'Onofrio won't be able to tell this guy that he's lying and he caught him in the lie.
Right, and every time somebody fails, you just attribute it to you, not, you know, that you have to go to Game Facts.
Right.
To see. Yeah. So I rode my bike into work today. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to deal with it. It was not, like, the weather took a turn for the cooler this week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to ride my bike when it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Our weather took a turn for the shitty.
Did it?
And continues to be so. There's been like 4 days in a row where it's like 55 degrees and gloomy. And I go, what the fuck?
You know, part of this weird thing about New York, like, the weather was pretty terrible the whole time I was there, and it would oscillate. Like, one day it would be just really muggy and hot, and then the next day it would be like, I would go out and I'd be like, fuck, I need a coat, you know?
Did you have a coat with you?
Yeah, because, I mean, it was pretty cold when I got there. So, I mean, I had my leather jacket, which is the only coat that I own. We're gearing up for a kind of a long camping and backpacking trip. Maybe on Saturday. I have to figure out, so I guess I will miss the Monday and Thursday shows next week. I should probably work on figuring something out for that. You be okay by yourself on Monday?
Yeah, I'll get either vaginal blood fart or Adam in.
Yeah.
Possibly both. I think that would be an interesting, like, round table of opinionated douchebags.
Do you actually have a round table that you guys can sit around?
We do, yeah. But
it's weird. I find that it, like, when we're doing the Thursday shows with more of us, like, it's a lot more engaged if we can all actually see each other, which hardly ever happens because the way the office is set up. But, like, I feel like part of the reason the shows were so like sort of fun when we were at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge a couple of years ago is because of every place that we set up to do the shows, we were all just like sitting around a table.
Yeah.
So that, like, kind of makes everybody talk. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should get a round table. But first you should get around to it so that you can actually make it to the store to get a round table.
Yeah. And then I should keep this microphone because it's a directional microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can decide which person we don't really need their input.
And
seat them opposite it.
Or you could put that microphone on, like, a record player and spin it right round.
It's like, you guys have to time. Not only do you have to come up with clever things to say, but you can only say them for as long as the mic is in your zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking you'd spin it around really, really fast.
Oh.
Right, so everybody would just sound like they did. I don't know why they would suddenly be talking really slowly. And so warbling. But, yeah. Fun stuff.
Good times and great oldies. I do miss doing the show with you in person, though.
Yeah.
I have to say. One of these days, you got to get up to our neck of the woods, our elbow of the woods. I wonder, though, if that's going to be next spring. Because I don't know. If we could get you up here in, like, October, that's decent weather. But something tells me, like, November through March, there's no way you're going to be a happy man.
Why is that?
In this state. Because it's colder than God, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't mind the cold. I've been spending Januaries in Boston, which is, you know, like a...
Equally as cold.
Like a witch's titty.
Yeah, that's the thing. Boston, New York, and Chicago are all as cold as or colder than Minnesota. We just get all the bad press.
Yeah. Well, they have, like, culture and stuff.
We have culture...
Yeah, you got so much culture, there's sophistication coming out of your assholes.
That's right. I have more culture in my little finger than most people do the whole day.
Ah, boy. I've been continuing to watch the Season 1 Star Trek. A little bit at a time.
Classic Trek. Yeah, one of these days.
I finally finished the episode today where a transporter accident causes Kirk to be split into his good side and his evil side. Evil Kirk was wearing eyeliner. So I guess being gay is evil.
You needed a TV show to teach you that?
No, I guess not. I always knew it instinctively. It's just I needed a TV show to confirm it, I guess.
Right.
I don't know. Does being gay make you more evil than forbidden interracial love?
So the most evil thing that you can think of is like a white guy and a black guy having sex?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so evil that it kind of consumes your thoughts and you have to think about it for, you know, maybe 10 minutes a time at a day.
Yeah, and then I just lose interest. Like, it's really easy to stop thinking about it after.
So, yeah, questions.
Questions.
You've got questions.
Oh, hey, look, somebody just replied to our Twitter and it made a noise.
Yeah.
However, it was in response to something that I just said. We're going to Arches. We're supposed to try and get campsite number 47. We are going to Arches. Apparently, with campsite number 47, you get your own private canyon.
Huh.
And I'll name it Idaho.
I was going to say, what campsite has its own private Idaho?
Yeah. Where does the phrase "my own private Idaho" come from?
I have no idea. I never saw that movie. It had gay interracial love in it.
It's true.
At least with Brokeback Mountain, they were both white guys.
That's true.
Hot white guys.
Yeah, you got a hard on for Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yep.
Heath Ledger, I'll grant you, but Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know. It's okay. It's not gay to be attracted to Heath Ledger because he's dead. You can be attracted to dead guys.
I see.
That's why my constant H.P. Lovecraft threesome idea is not at all gay.
If you're exclusively attracted to dead guys, though, then you have a bit of an issue that you should probably work through.
Well, no, live women and dead guys.
I think Live Women and Dead Guys is the title of one of those shitty independent movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you think there's going to be nudity, but then there's not. Or it's just some dude's dick.
Yeah.
And he's alive, so it doesn't turn you on at all.
The ones where they're all adult content, and you're like, sweet. Nudity. Awesome.
No, it's just Harvey Keitel's ass again.
Yeah. Harvey Keitel's still alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to enjoy looking at his ass yet.
Can I say, like, Harvey Keitel is dead to me, and he has a nice ass?
I guess. Yeah. Nels says, Clan War revamp yet? Please and thank you. And that is one thing that we have spent basically zero time thinking about.
Yeah.
We think about a lot of things, but,
I would really love to see that PvP revamp go through.
Yeah,
I just don't know who to poke in the eye, and I don't think there's anything that I can do to help make that happen.
Well, I mean, you know, you will be invaluable in terms of like messing with it and telling us if it makes any fucking sense to somebody who is not completely up its ass.
Right.
Which is a very valuable service that you'll be able to render, but it has to be in some kind of shape to do that. It's, I don't know. I was approaching it in the beginning. It was, like, just when CD Moyer had started, and I was still, like, kind of in the process of relinquishing my own control over stuff to him. Now, you know, definitely proven himself, and I'm completely comfortable just handing him stuff whole hog. Yeah. So, I think we need to get to the point where I'm just, as he put it, scribbling stuff on napkins and then handing it to him.
Right.
And then having him put it together so we can just iterate through it. It won't be too long before we get excited about that again, I'm guessing. But yeah, Clan War revamp, maybe someday. Hot Stuff wants to do it. He mentions it every once in a while, but it's like, it is literally something that I have not spent even a minute considering how we might do it.
We should let Hot Stuff design the entire thing. And then it would require, like, several hundred new items. And then
everything that we do requires several hundred new items now. Fucking, like, 4,200 items in the game. That's more than one item a day since the game started.
Yeah. Well, there's that, like, when I was designing my zone for the future, like, does it really matter if these guys don't have any drops? And then, I think either you or Hot Stuff or somebody said, what are these guys going to drop? So, we have this idea that there can't be monsters that don't have drops. Which I suppose is good.
Compelling from a play standpoint if they don't
drop anything. It does enrich the gameplay experience.
There's no carrot on that stick if it's just, you know, once you've gotten the jokes, there's nothing tangible. Because, like, stats, you know, leveling up, we've got a kind of a weird situation because, right, like, there are people to whom the stat gains that you get from stuff are important, and there are people who are, you know, just burning through it over and over and over again, right, because they have a sentient mechanic. But, like, in general, to casual play, like, earning experience points, basically getting stats from the monsters, is not really that much of a reward in and of itself. You know, it's not... I guess you're watching some numbers get bigger, but, like, there are more effective ways to do that than fighting monsters, right? So...
Yeah.
And, you know...
I mean, my thought was, well, you're progressing through this quest, right? And then some of the monsters, you just kind of have to power through, and that's just a... You know, they're just filler to keep you progressing through the quest. But then I thought, if we can come up with drops for them, then why don't we?
Yeah. And I mean, it's easy to come up with drops that are jokes, you know? And it's like, not everything has to be great and the new best thing ever. Gorblack says, when you get hit by a concentrated blast of science in the Nobgoblin Laboratory, you should get temporary blindness for the round.
I concur.
Yeah. You could do it just for a round. That would be one thing.
Yeah, nothing to screw somebody over, but just to have that she blinded me with science reference.
Temporary blindness doesn't really hurt anything, right? It stops you from knowing what's going on, so I guess you wouldn't want it if you, like, really cared which monster you were fighting next turn. It could just give you one turn of it, which would then cause that. Although, I don't know. I don't know if it would... I don't know if you got blinded in the middle of combat, if it would actually work, or if that whole replacing the monster with darkness is...
We'll think it over, Gorblax. I like that idea. Oh, that was a Gorblax suggestion, though.
I know, that means we can't do it.
Really, Gorblax should make a multi when he wants to submit ideas that he wants to actually be considered.
Yeah, he did, but the only thing that he submitted with it was his name, the gift shop guy.
Yeah, that wasn't very subtle either. I think the multi was the gift shop guy, and he just kept writing, "Name me, please."
Yeah, this was like last week. It was a totally different one that actually got us until we looked it up and verified that it was.
Does Gorblax have a style? Like, I know if Fineldar made a multi to do that, I would know who it was immediately.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Gorb or Blax. What should we call him? G-Blax?
Yeah, G-Blax. It's like K-Pax.
Right. With less Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
More Blacks.
SF Warlock says, if one can only effectively do one non-combat choice in a slime per day / run / etc., can you make it so the non-combat stops showing up if one's only effective choice is to leave? That is an option, right?
Yeah.
People asked for it to go away for a certain number of turns after you ignored it. And that was... We did that, and then some other people kind of complained about it and ended up just like... It created situations where people didn't know that's what was going on. They had ignored it and then gone into another dungeon. Doing it on a per dungeon basis is tricky, right? So anytime you're ignoring something for a fixed number of turns, it's on a per player basis. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we ended up removing that after we put it in, and now we just don't know what to do when people request it. But actually having the thing just not show up at all, I mean, I like narratively that it's like gotten used to your smell or whatever.
Right.
You know, and I like that the way that it is now explains that to people. If it just didn't show up at all after the first time it happened, it's kind of like how people want, like, the CO'd thing to stop showing up after you can't get any more. But my problem with that is that, like, let's say you go into the slime tube, you go down, you get your three CO'ds, and then you just keep adventuring there and you never get it again. You don't really know that you're locked out of it. You might just think that you're getting unlucky, and you might just waste a tremendous amount of time setting yourself up for disappointment. You know, so it's one of those things. I guess I could do like I ended up doing with the CODs, where the first time it tells you you can't get any more today, or the first time the slime tube tells you you can't get this again, then it sets another flag that just makes the thing not show up for you. So that way it sort of narratively explains it. You run into it once you've left it. Although... You leave, it doesn't necessarily explain it to you, so that's another problem. You know, it's just one of those things where, like, the experience has to be the same, basically, for somebody who's seeing it for the first time and for somebody who knows everything about what's going on.
Right.
It's a tightrope we gotta walk between. I tend to think of the new player experience as the thing that is satisfying to me about the stuff that we do.
Uh-huh.
So it ends up feeling less like a casual versus hardcore player and more like a sort of developer versus player intent thing, even though it's really not. Or at least that's what I'm going to start saying so that I can justify things even more.
We really should work on our developer versus player combat system, too.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Right now, all that they can do is flame us, and all we can do is disable them, and that's not a very satisfying mechanic. It's not very balanced.
Yeah, we need to actually put something in the game where they can fight against us, and then we just have to set up like some massive control panel that we have to like run back and forth hitting buttons all over the control panel to handle the huge number of simultaneous fights that are going on at once.
Maybe we could put like the indicator that something needs to be handled in my basement. And the control
buttons
panel
handle
is
it in your attic.
Yeah.
That's how many birds can we kill with one stone?
If we could get Matthew Lillard in there somewhere and Sandra Bullock. For those of you keeping score at home.
Yeah. Hoover says, can you give a use for excess stainless items besides pulverize or display case? Maybe make them pulverize into a different type of wad, which is slightly better than Twinkly. That's not too bad of an idea.
Huh. Interesting.
Something between a Twinkly wad and an epic wad. An awesome wad.
And dork wad.
Yeah, it could be especially happy, and we could call it a gay wad.
Yeah.
It could be from Paris.
I don't see anybody having any problem with that.
Yeah. Matt G987 says, can you make it possible to view the conduit charge on the El Vibrato helmet without having to waste a punch card? I'm kind of surprised that it isn't. But, yeah. Oh, no. Quick skills, which I hate, doesn't work in Firefox 3.5, which I probably also hate. Hey, they announced yet a new iPhone. I'm going to have to break this one so that I can upgrade again.
Yeah, everybody I know who has an iPhone is like, oh, Jesus, look at this thing.
It's not that impressive. It is not nearly as significant an improvement. And really, the difference between the 3G and the original one was not that big of a deal anyway. Right. I never would have spent the money to do it if I hadn't had to.
Right.
It wasn't that much, though, because it turns out I was past the... Like, there's a point at which you can get the discounted version again.
Right.
Like, I don't think I was out of my contract, but I was out of some kind of period that lets you actually get the deal for upgrading. So, yeah, certainly not ideal. I wouldn't recommend breaking your phone.
I'm still fooling myself into thinking that I'm going to hold on to this phone for another almost year.
Mm-hmm.
And then go shop around and do somebody else besides T-Mobile and blah, blah, blah. And that's probably not going to happen, but I'm still in that phase. You know, for as much as I leave the house... It's not like I'm ever more than a couple of steps from the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
Let's see. Sooner or later, we should jump down to the questions that came out since the item of the month.
Oh, yeah.
But Gleeb says, I suck at watching must-see movies, so I'm planning on watching one great movie every night for all of June. Any suggestions? So far, I've watched The Big Lebowski and Reservoir Dogs. If you haven't, Pulp Fiction and Donnie Darko, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the non-controversial ones we can...
12 Monkeys, if you haven't seen that. Edward Scissorhands.
Hmm.
If you haven't seen that. I don't know. I haven't made, like, a top 10 movies list ever, I don't think.
I should look on my Facebook and see what my favorite movies are. Because
mm-hmm.
that's information I've offloaded... somewhere else.
Reservoir Dogs was my favorite movie for a while. Edward Scissorhands was my favorite movie for a while. I think I've kind of landed on 12 Monkeys is my favorite movie mm-hmm. of all time.
Hmm.
Although Dan Big Lebowski is good. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Pardon?
Here, just says, relaxing in a relaxing hot tub whilst on full HP displays the message, you gain 1 HP, but I don't. While I'm complaining about things, is there a way for slime tube logs to display the average ML each player is running? A turn count isn't going to say who's put in the effort. Yeah, you know, I think that given this and the just constant requests for people to know when hobos are being overkilled in Hobopolis, it is it is probably incumbent upon me to, well, it is incumbent upon me to tell C.D. Moyer to make the clan logging thing a little bit more flexible. I am trying to figure out what the fuck people are talking about when they say that the logs are no longer parsable if you have both dungeons open, because all of these complaints don't make a goddamn bit of sense to me. Hmm. Somebody who was like responsible for maintaining a Grease Monkey script for parsing logs sent in a bug report about it that got sent to me, and so I'm waiting for him to get back to me so that I can figure out what the hell is supposedly going on there. Talk about, can you please split these up? Can you put them in divs that identify which dungeon the line of log refers to? But they're in giant boxes that are totally distinct and labeled with what dungeon they're in. I don't understand. Like, unless something is just broken for everyone except me, it's possible. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get what the hell people want from us in terms of presenting these raid logs. Like, I understand, if we had 30 clan dungeons, I can see how the existing system, totally unacceptable. Probably if we had 5 clan dungeon systems set up, it would be totally unacceptable. But that slime juke logs are never that big.
Hmm.
There's really only a couple things that you can do in there, and how many people are you realistically going to have involved in a single run?
Yeah. So the internet reminded me of Dark City.
What did?
The internet reminded me of Dark City. For great movies. And, you know, I would say Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and Jick would say don't ever see that because it's a waste of time.
I mean, he might like it. I'm not saying that it is such a bad movie that no one should ever watch it and that there's something wrong with liking it. I'm saying I don't like it at all.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen all the Pixar movies, you should probably go through all those.
Yeah, Ratatouille is really good.
Incredible.
Wall-E is really good. Yeah, I don't know that. Like, I haven't seen Toy Story 2, and I just don't really care.
Toy Story 2 was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, surprisingly so. I actually like it better than the first one.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the reason I don't want to see it is because I wasn't particularly fond of the first one. You know, it wasn't, like, bad.
You should check it out.
I like everything that Tim Allen does, you know, like the Santa Claus and the Santa Claus 2.
And the Santa Claus 3.
Was there a Santa Claus 3?
There was.
I never actually saw any of them.
Galaxy Quest, though.
Galaxy Quest was fucking great. Yeah, Gleaves Galaxy Quest. That was, Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story. Have you seen that, Mr. Scott?
I haven't, but It's streamable.
Oh,
so
good.
I'll probably see it soon.
Yeah, no, that's how I saw it. It really blew me away, kind of coming out of nowhere. I had no idea. I think I was expecting it to not be very good. It's probably why I thought that it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
That reminded me of something else. Watch the extended version of The 40-Year-Old Virgin, please. That's really good.
Original yeah. Star Wars. Yeah.
Arkwild says, "How about a monster that drops salad? You could call it a salad tosser. How about a gun that shoots swords that are used to chop salad?"
What? Have you seen that thread in the art forums? That's the same dude that did all the limes.
No.
He's got these little like, I guess like sig size kind of pictures of new classes for Kingdom of Loathing.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of those.
The steak lifter, and I think the salad tosser is in there.
He was all sticking to, for a while, they all had like 11 letters in their names. That's funny. I hope that restriction went away, because that was going to become a serious limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, from what I saw, those were all pretty funny. Casey Wiederman says, "Hey, Jake, thanks for the Metroplexity link. I've been playing the game and loving it. Not as much as KOL, of course. Shames me to admit that I only just realized Eclipse is mandatory." It's not totally mandatory, is it? I don't think that it is. But, Metroplexity is fun. I'm still enjoying it. Redpot says, "What about a slash unequip all chat command that unequips all of your equipment?" I believe that that already exists. Although I don't know that it is unequip all. Slash unequip all does not do anything. Ricket says, "Just wrap the slime tube log and the Hobobulus log in separate div containers with proper IDs so that it's easier to parse. I assume that's what he wants. That is also already in there."
Hmm. Is there a chance that they're not displaying properly?
I don't know. I mean, I asked the guy for a screenshot to describe what was wrong. I just don't know. You know, I put them in divs like the day after the slime tube rolled out. I put them in individual divs. As soon as that request came in, I'm like, yeah, okay, why not? Because nobody else can see it, right? It literally makes no difference to have that in there. But it is already there. So I don't know if the people, you know, I don't know if it's one of those things where, like, people are asking for it in the forums because they don't realize that it's not actually needed.
Hmm.
Let's see. Outfit. Sorry, I can't find. I could have sworn. I know there is. Yeah, okay. / outfit birthday. unequips everything. So.
Does that hit your familiar equipment as well?
I don't know. I don't remember if unequip all does. Does unequip all remove your familiar equipment? I think maybe it does not. Asshat says, Jake, I have a PSP and I rarely find any games I like. What are your recommendations? Boy, I have hardly played anything that I really liked on the PSP. Patapon is kind of cool if you like rhythm games. The Final Fantasy Crisis Core was interesting, although I didn't really get into it. Mostly, the thing that I spent the most time on my PSP with was they did that re-release of the Dracula X Chronicles. And it had Symphony of the Night as an unlockable. So I played Symphony of the Night to 100% completion on the PSP. Which was nice, because I will hardly ever play anything that seriously, like, sitting at a console. Because I won't just say, get up and get back. But, like, if I have a portable game. I need to get Chrono Trigger for the DS. And play through all the actual side mission content and stuff. Because I actually will if I have it. Portable system.
I played another 10 minutes of Half-Life 2.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to hit the point where, like, I finally got a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my little crowbar, and then I got thrown into this thing where I had to run around some train tracks while people were shooting at me and died a couple, three times. And it's like, I'm waiting to where I can, like, walk up to some enemies and hit them. And so far in my, like, hour of playtime, I haven't got to that point.
I don't remember it taking that long for the game to get started. But it's been years since I played it.
Mm. I'm thinking I should just jump sideways to Left 4 Dead.
I was kind of frustrated. I bought Left 4 Dead, and it, on my computer, it, like, runs for, like, 10 seconds, and then it does that sound stuttering thing for, like, 15 seconds. And then it runs for 10 more seconds, and then it just stutters for 15 seconds.
Have you tried...
Completely unplayable. Apparently it is a problem with the newest drivers for the video card that I have. I updated the drivers because it said, this game won't run unless you update your video drivers. Do you want to update your video drivers? I'm like, okay. And then it turns out that makes the game not run. So I just have to do that thing where I, like, keep multiple versions of video drivers on my hard drive and back, you know, like... regress to older drivers when I want to play that game. Hmm. I just got so irritated with it that I put it down and played something else. It was fun watching. I watched FC Frontalot play it for a little while. It looked really cool. You get to shoot a lot of stuff.
Hmm.
So that'll be exciting for you.
Yeah, I think that was what I was waiting for. The problem is, when you, like, my introduction to modern PC gaming was Portal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I was done with it in a couple of days, and it was an immensely satisfying experience, and,
yeah.
That's not gonna happen again, is it?
I don't know, it might, you know? It's, because, I don't know how much Portal cost to make.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of work went into the engine, which they, you know, got from Half-Life 2, right? So, you know, Portal was a lot more like a movie in terms of, like, it was just kind of a fixed amount of entertainment, right? That was very dense,
right,
with writing, which you can afford to do that in a game that takes 4 hours to play. You know, a game like Half-Life that's, you know, 8 or 10 hours? I don't remember how Half-Life 2, I don't remember how long Half-Life 2 was, but, like, you can't really expect... Although, you know, it's surprising to me that Half-Life didn't grab you, Half-Life 2 didn't grab you, because one of the, something that I've always remembered about reading about their, like, design process was they would make sure that you never went more than a few minutes without seeing something new, or getting to do something new, or you know, seeing some novel visual effect or something. Like, it was very much deliberately trying to keep you entertained.
And I would say that getting the little pieces of story thus far is kind of interesting, but at the same time, like, there was an inordinate amount of time that was just walking around without a weapon and avoiding enemies. But, again, I'm thinking of an inordinate amount of time as something that's probably a lot shorter than, you know, my play sessions are, like, half an hour long.
Yeah. I mean, I played Half-Life 2 in probably two-hour bursts and not half-hour bursts, and that probably would have...
So if all I did for that half-hour, you know, while the baby was napping, I just walked around and avoided enemies until the kid woke up. Yeah, that's not very satisfying.
Right. Madgie97 says, Mayfly functionality for the slime tube? Yes. Fineldar points out there was a problem where slime was showing up in parentheses after the end of some crit messages on... slime tube monster, and that was just a mistake. Blizzbub says, got any solution to getting stuck halfway in a transaction with fight.php and not being able to load anything but the skills page and quest log? Because I'm trapped in exactly that limbo. Well, you gotta figure out how low you can go, and then maybe you will escape that limbo. We think it is band-aided for now. Whatever the problem is not solved, but we think that we've got something going on now that is preventing the problem from actually becoming symptomatic.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of like herpes. Like, we've Valtrexed it, right? It's not a cure, but it'll prevent you from having an outbreak of fight.php white screening. And Geoff has now specifically got monitoring set up. I think he has. We at least figured out how he was going to do it. I don't know if he has actually done it yet. But he either has or is going to set up monitoring. So if it happens on a box, he knows what to do to make it start working again, and he has probably got it set up so that it will page him if a box starts doing it. I've got RAM on order because we need to the extra load created by all this slime tube play is causing us to have to shove some RAM in the boxes. I don't remember if I made that joke on the radio or if I was talking. So supposedly tomorrow or the next day, this RAM should show up. I gotta go to the data center, put it in one of the machines to make sure it's gonna work. If it does, then we order a bunch more. Probably after the camping trip, go put more RAM in all the other machines, and then theoretically that'll stop the sort of lag that we were getting and stop some of this kind of problem. I don't know. We're not entirely certain that the thing that's going on with Fight right now is a problem caused by the machines running out of RAM. Okay. Anyway, Garrick says, hey guys, I thought of a really great way to be dicks. Make chefs have critical attacks that take a fullness. Everyone complains about the beer goggles. Well, fair is fair.
Wow.
People would love that.
So it's just like cramming a piece of cake down your throat or something?
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
I mean, there are already messages, there are attack messages that say that kind of thing is happening, so... Apocalypse Drop says, how to Mr. Store item that works like the Hodgman Hobo Power, but with anniversary items, like a regularly offered Mr. Store item that gets a little stronger the longer you've played. That's kind of funny.
Huh.
I was thinking also, it should keep charging you additional Mr. Accessories to continue working.
Yeah.
It's a Mr. Subscription.
See, I was thinking of the actual anniversary items.
Mm-hmm.
Just get more powerful every year you play.
Blizzbub says, hey, how about a Tyrak, either in-game as a content vector or just in the store? Tyrak? Seriously, we're going to sell a Tyrak in the merchandise store? Who needs a Tyrak that doesn't already have one?
I don't think that anybody ever needs a Tyrak.
Yeah. My house has a Tyrak in it. It's like a motorized Tyrak built into the closet.
Do you put all your ties on it?
I own a lot of ties, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, at one point, a girl that I was dating, her grandpa died, and they gave me all of the ties. that he had owned in his entire life to go through to see if I wanted any of them before they got sent to Goodwill.
Hmm.
So I had a bunch of nice ties. I had a job where I had to wear a tie then. So the assistant manager at the movie theater over my fries.
That's some important
tie thing. And I got paid $5.50 an hour.
Hmm. That's why you were always rolling in the cheddar. I was only getting paid $4.25 an hour to sling pizza at Peter Piper.
Oh, I know. But you didn't have to wear a tie. See, wearing that tie allows you to command the respect. The respect, Mr. Skullhead, that, you know, once you have it, you earn that extra 75 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back in time and kick my own ass for wearing a tie for $5.50 an hour. You know,
like, it was Prescott, though, you know, then.
It was also like 1994, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, it was better than minimum wage.
You're like, that's a lot of money back now.
That job was that job was fucking easy, you know. And I did some good at that job, right? Like, I provided a better experience for people coming to the theater than they would have gotten. I forbade people when I was the manager on duty. I forbade people from doing the fucking suggestive selling bullshit that all the other managers were supposed to make them do.
Oh, like, do you want some popcorn with your Coke, and do you want
Do you want a drink with that? If you get popcorn and a drink, do you want some candy with that? If you get a popcorn and a drink and some candy, do you want any additional candy with that?
Right.
Like, you know, I kind of want to strangle you with your own bow tie. Does that count?
Don't do that.
But mostly, I got to
get my 75.
You can still smoke in places then. Like, not down in the theater. There was no smoking down there, but up in the manager's office. So I would just sit and read and smoke cigarettes for my entire shift, except when I would go down and work. But it was like a two-screen theater, so the job was literally like 80% downtime for everyone.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be. You know, there's like nothing wrong with that. There was nothing. I mean, I guess we were theoretically probably supposed to wash the ceiling and shit when we had spare time, but
right.
Like, Jobs suck.
I do keep thinking about that. Like, Jess runs into that with her job, that the reward for working harder is that you get more work to do.
Yeah.
And you never get that, like, you get negative feedback if you happen to piss somebody off, but you never get any positive feedback for the stuff that you do. And
Good work on the item of the month stuff, by the way.
Thank you.
In case I hadn't given you any or enough positive feedback already.
You did. You said that it was awesome when you played through it. And that was really all that I was waiting for.
The hipsterians were an excellent reference and timely.
Yeah, I think that that entirely was fed by the radio show.
Yeah, no, but I mean, it's awesome. It very much brought it around. It made it ours. It made it KOL.
Now I just have to write a few more chapters of the Tears of the Dragon Vampire.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that could be the Easter egg in this year's Choose Your Adventure.
Mm. I'm playing.
I had to look up Rex Manning Day.
That's a movie that I hadn't seen all the way through until my wife made me watch it.
Does your wife really like it?
She did when she was in high school.
How do you feel about it? Like,
I thought that it, like, I, after watching it, I went and read stuff about it, and apparently it was supposed to be 2 days instead of 1 day, and like a half hour longer.
Hmm.
I think that would have made it make a lot more sense.
I see. It's just one of those things where, like, you know, it's like Saved by the Bell, right? Like, I feel like I'm just exactly too old to like Saved by the Bell. I saw it, and I saw Empire Records, and I felt like it was just kind of forgettable, you know? I mean, it's like, Liv Tyler's hot, so anything that she's in at least has a hot girl in it.
Right.
Like, Robin Tunney's hot, but, like, not with her head shaved. Yeah.
Hmm.
Either way. I saw it, and, you know, I saw it, and I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, just wasn't great. But then right after I first moved to Phoenix, I dated a girl who was maybe 5 years younger than me, and she was just obsessed. She just loved it. Like, it was like her Star Wars.
Huh.
And apparently that happened, right? Like, people who were in high school when that came out, it became kind of a cult classic for whatever reason.
Hmm. I'm more of the, for movies that, It seems like when we were in high school, there was kind of a drought of high school movies. Because we were a little bit too young for the John Hughes stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were, like, Clueless and American Pie and Can't Hardly Wait were all after we were out of high school.
Yeah, I remember. I remember the friends that I had that were, like, 2 or 3 years younger than me being kind of into Can't Hardly Wait.
But then I went to see all of those because the first couple of years of college sucked so bad that I just really wanted to be back in high school. So I Can't Hardly Wait, I still will watch. And the first American Pie I thought was really good.
Really? I mean, I thought it was okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw Clueless because I was still working at the movie theater. Clueless was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't relatable at all, right? I mean, it was like sort of like... Like, oh, I can identify with this movie the same way that I can identify with, like, Beverly Hillbillies or whatever.
Yeah, or Lord of the Rings, really.
Yeah, like, you know, could not be much more difference between my life in high school and what was illustrated. You know, the movie that most accurately reflects my experience of being in school, and this, it is incredibly uncomfortable for me to watch it because of this, is Napoleon Dynamite.
Huh.
Just, like, I don't like the movie. I would not say that I like the movie, but I don't like, oh, I hate that movie because it's stupid, or I hate that movie because it isn't funny. I hate that movie because it reminds me of my childhood.
Huh.
Like, just, like, kind of this, like, the way that the Midwest kind of, it has this cultural lag.
Right.
And so, you know, like, the 80s were kind of like the 70s, and the early 90s were kind of like the 80s, and it was just, yeah, man. That didn't come out until years and years later, right? And
yeah.
Wouldn't have worked without being all retro, I guess. Anyway, yeah, if anybody ever wants to know what my childhood was like, that is fucking it.
I've watched 10 minutes of Napoleon Dynamite. And then it said, I cannot stand to watch this character anymore.
It's, yeah, I mean,
he's
that's
so fucking annoying. Like, I guess, you know, people felt that way about Juno, too. But I felt
really?
Like, yeah, but I felt like that character, like, I understood why she talked like that and why she acted like that.
Like the main character in Juno?
Yeah, like,
she was super likable.
She drove Vaginal Bloodfart nuts. Just like, why is she always talking all weird and being, like, offensive and strange? I said, well, because she's exactly the way that we were when we were in high school. You know, she's trying to cover up emotion by putting on this persona, kind of, and, you know, maybe that's what's going on with Napoleon Dynamite, but that character just bugged the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, the character, he himself was irrelevant to my feelings about the movie, right? It's just the environment, basically.
Yeah.
Like, the sort of people, like, the secondary characters, just in terms of, like, the way that people dressed, the way that everything looked, the way that, like, houses looked, you know, and just the things that, like, it probably has more to do with being in the Midwest than it has to do with the times, maybe.
Mm.
But, yeah. Boy, I do not miss the Midwest. You know, I like going there every once in a while. I like seeing my family. They're good people, and I enjoy spending time with them. And it's nice to, like, be able to go out and just see sort of rolling green hills with trees everywhere and, you know, a place where you can actually grow food and live off of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there's enough grass to raise livestock without it being, like, one cow per square mile. The fucking waste of space ranching in Arizona. Anyway. Captain Spam says, thank you, writers of the Sandworm content, for reminding me how much I hate Hunt the Wumpus. Oh, come on, Hunt the Wumpus rules. that was all riff. And C.D. Moyer, man, C.D. Moyer has single-handedly made the choice script flexible enough and complicated enough that it was possible to implement the entirety of Hunt the Wumpus in a single choice adventure. We could just put the whole game in a single choice adventure now. We really could.
Let's do it.
Except for fights, man. Go ahead.
I was kind of trepidatious about that, like, fearful that I was going to have to play that to get through the quest, and the first time I played it, was mostly, God damn it, I can't believe that we have made this a part of our game. But then, like, the second and third time, it was totally easy.
The one thing that makes me a little bit nervous about it is possible to get unlucky the first time, and it is you know, somewhat possible to get unlucky, like, twice in a row, and that sort of sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still have actually not beaten Riff's part of the content. him building a kind of little mini adventure game into the zone was interesting too.
Yeah.
Like the actual physical space to explore. You know, which basically just turned into a little choose your own adventure, kind of slightly more flexible than a normal choose your own adventure. But that was neat. It's not something that I want to do in every zone.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry that this is the direction that the game is going on any of this stuff, really. Although your stuff is like kind of perfect. Right, it's kind of mine shoehorned in the narrative a lot, right? Especially in the very beginning, which is, yeah, it's a trick, you know. So, like, maybe do something like that against somebody, but yours felt the most like KOL, and yeah, that's cool.
I think that's because that's all I know how to do.
I mean, but that's, you know,
if you need more tricks from this pony, I got them. I thought it was funny that mine was the only one that had any pop culture references in it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Except for Hunt the Wumpus.
A Charles Darwin quote.
Hmm.
That was pop culture at some point.
And Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah, I don't know who Cyrus the Virus is. Was that a character from, like, some movie?
I don't know, but then I named the future virus Miley.
Right, yeah.
So I kind of brought it full circle and referenced Miley Cyrus, which... If we ever need an anthropologist to go head-to-head with Henry Dakota Fanning.
Right. Okay, Cyrus the Virus was John Malkovich's character in Con Air. I know I'd heard that before.
All right, we want to take a music break?
Yeah, why not?
And while we do, figure out why you keep getting quieter and quieter.
Oh, so it's because this mic is moving around, sorry.
Okay, there we go. We'll be back in about 15.
In 1844, the Democrats were split. The three nominees for the presidential candidate were Martin Van Buren, a former president and an abolitionist, James Buchanan, a moderate, Louis Cass, a general and expansionist. From Nashville came a dark horse riding on. He was James K. Polk, Napoleon of the Stomp. Austere, severe, he held to people near. His oratory filled his foes with fear.
Oh, Welcome to it, Jim. Welcome to the jungle, and welcome to the jungle, Dan. Welcome to it, John. Think you're gonna like it, think you're gonna like it. Once you give the jungle a chance, think you're gonna like it. Once you give it a chance. In the jungle, in the jungle. Now you will be with me. Put your hand in my hand. Lift up the rock and see all the things that share the jungle with us. Push me in the face again. Push me in the face again. Push me in the face. Push me in the face again. Push me in the face again. Push me in the face. Didn't he like it? Didn't he like it last time when he pushed me in the face? Didn't he like it last time when he pushed my face? In the jungle, in the jungle. Now you will be with me. Put your hand in my hand. Lift up the rock and see all the things that live in the jungle with us. Put your hand near the bar. We are so much like them. See how the bug reacts to your hand in the same way as I do. Crawls on the ground.
they were staring at the sicko sign is when they lost our trail. They thought we were part of a caravan, but we had other plans. You can't catch me where I'm gonna fall. You can't catch me where I hide. This girl's too cold, this morrow's I'm moving to the sun. Times a million more. Quite a trip we've planned. I must drive now carefully and figure where we'll land. You can't catch me where I'm gonna fall. You can't catch me where I'm cold, so I'm gonna run. I'm moving to the sun.
You're not taping this, are you?
Over there! It's a white tornado! Look at that flying around and spinning and everything! It's a white tornado!
White tornado, my foot! That's a real tornado! Oh, you ain't in New York City, baby!
Edit.
Get the works. That's nobody's about the church.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
And we're back. I forgot that the last minute of that song is just a guy going 1, 2, 3, 4 over and over again.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's just that this is a recording sample, and then a guy going 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't remember that at all. I've heard that song a lot of times. Are there drums?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then that's cool. It's a song, then. If there's drums, it's a song.
Oh, so there are a lot of
girls there. I want to do them.
If there are there are a lot of songs that I didn't know were songs.
Because they were too short.
No, because they didn't have any drums.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like that a cappella Tori Amos song about getting raped.
Oh, that one.
Really, like half the songs on any Tori Amos album. Yeah. Well, any early Tori Amos album, and she turned into Madonna, and I lost interest.
The other half of Tori Amos' career is doing covers of songs where she just slows the tempo down to about half and then kind of bangs it on the piano and, you know, drunkenly slurs the words in some semblance of the melody.
What have you heard that has given you that impression?
Her cover is... her cover of
a religion cover, everything. And like it smells like Teen Spirit, but like...
Yeah, Losing My Religion, Smells Like Teen Spirit, and I Don't Like Mondays.
But, I mean, those are just random. I don't even know if those are on any albums anywhere. They're just, like, either live recordings or, like, random B-sides or some shit.
All I know is every Tori Amos cover that I've heard is that.
Sure, but, I mean, don't listen to her anyway, the first two Tori Amos albums are really good.
That's I don't know, dude. I like chicks.
Yeah, no, I know, so do I, and, you know, if you pretend to be all sensitive, there's this whole, on the Adam Carolla podcast today, there was this whole conversation about Tori Amos, and how if you hook up with a girl that's a Tori Amos fan, you know that it's going to end badly, you know, because she's crazy,
right.
But you also know that it's going to be all nothing but crazy sex while it's going. So, that,
you know
what's
awesome?
Going on with Tori Amos.
What's awesome is not having to date anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mickey says, bring back the Pickle Factor. Man, remember Pickle Factor with Joe Rogan? Where he would make pickles eat spiders?
Right. And then he would feed those pickles to other spiders?
Yeah. Oh, man. I got to draw a tarantula to this kind of. I cannot draw any more spiders. Like that's it. That's all.
Those are all the spiders you know how to draw.
Remember the spider from the sleazy back alley.
Uh huh.
You know, just like a circle with some jagged lines coming out of the center. Remember back when I couldn't draw and didn't have to all the goddamn time.
Right. You did great with Wally.
That was, you know, it was fun drawing most of the stuff for this. The giant octopus, I kind of pussied out on. Steel Clubber for Life says, can't empty Agua de Vida bottles stay in consumables? No, because, I mean, the consumable section of the inventory is for things that are limited, and it is not. Duh! Wow, excuse me. Anyone else is not limited is my stomach's ability to refluxify... Pardon me while I take a tum or two. Read a question while I chomp this shit.
Let's see. Good old pickle factor.
You're terrible at this.
Yeah, I really am, because all the questions are about the slime tube, and I wanted to find one that I could actually... Porcupine Spader says, this is the new familiar setup for the doppelshifter / wardrobe. I don't think the purse rat, new turtles, or worm are. There is there a way that... an easy way to make it so every time a familiar is made public, it gets added to those automatically?
I thought that had already been done. But I don't know. If the double shifter is never turning into a purse rat, then that has not been done, and it need to be.
It need to be done in something?
No. Noah M says, how much money would I have to donate for you to let me do whatever I wanted? Well, I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you want now. So however much you've already donated. And then, so what do you all think of nested tables? I'm for them.
I'm against them.
C.D. Moyer pointed out a coffee cup that is a square, and inside the square it says, CSS is awesome, but the word awesome extends way past the edge of the square.
Huh.
I kind of want that cup. I don't really want that cup. I'm happy that that cup exists.
Yeah, I feel that way about a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need any new t-shirts, you know?
Yeah. I'm gonna need some new t-shirts. My, all of my loathing and pretentious artist shirts are about 4 years old.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not a guy who's easy on a t-shirt.
I am not either, but I wear them, you know, like...
We have all those.
My original Negative Land shirt, I would still be wearing it, and it is now, like, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And having been wearing... I bought a bunch of new ones so that I can wear that shirt, like, every other day and not be... Well, not actually be all creepy and dirty, but I'll look like I'm creepy and dirty.
Right.
The Kthreven says, if I squirt a healthy dose of bile into my mouth, where does the unhealthy rest go? The Dr. Kier says, any Dragon Quest Heroes rocket slime references in the new dungeon? No. That game ruled, though.
Yeah, I was surprised because it would seem like that... You would have had that idea solely so that you could put the rocket slimes in there.
Yeah. No, I'd forgotten about rockets. Fred Levi says, I'm not sure if my first message went through, but Punch Out for the Wii does indeed have classic NES style controls, but it also has enhanced motion controls. Thanks to the Wii Balance Board, you don't just punch by punching, you dodge by shifting your weight. Isn't that great?
I don't know
if that's great or not.
That was,
did you play that arcade game where you've got the two handles and you have to dodge? It's like the boxing game where you actually have to punch and dodge.
Yeah, I'm terrible at that game.
Yeah, I can be like the first guy, but by the middle of the second fight, I'm so fucking tired that I'm just gonna get punched a lot.
That was kind of eye opening. Like I saw a couple of Project Natal demos. And those looked really interesting, but then I saw the actual commercial that they're using for the project, and I kind of lost my enthusiasm, because it looks great in that commercial, but it reminded me of the Wii commercials before the Wii came out. Like, look, you just hold it like a fishing rod, and you're fishing, and you're swinging like a sword, and you're sword fighting like you've always wanted to, and you know, all
yeah,
of the...
Yeah, that's not what I've always wanted to do at all.
All of the promises that it made that were substantially different once you had the thing in your hand.
Yeah. I mean, bowling was fun, you know. But, you know, I don't really want video games that make me sore, right? I want other options. That I kind of just can't stand Twilight Princess because I don't want to have to wiggle the goddamn controller to swing a sword.
But I think
really
if you
just want to press a button.
I think if you didn't have to do it as hard as you have to do it, then it would be fine. If it actually were mapped to your controller and you just kind of had to flick your wrist a little bit, but you don't because it's so hard to get the thing to register, you have to flail around like a madman and then you end up throwing your back out.
I mean, I can see not wanting to make it too easy to do because then you'd accidentally be doing it all the time.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't give half a shit about Project Natal. I just don't care. I saw that and
really
I just don't care. Like, it is so... watching somebody play a driving game where they're, you know, they have an imaginary steering wheel, that sounds like less fun than anything I can imagine.
Hmm. Like, yeah, I'm interested in that. I think that it has the potential to be what I thought the Wii was going to be. And I don't mind. Like, I like the idea of playing a martial arts game, like punching and kicking. And I like the idea of sword fighting with actual one-to-one motion. It's not something that I want for every game.
If you think of video games as something that you do for 10 minutes at a time, then, you know, maybe.
Yeah, and I also think that it's not for every game.
Sure. Did you ever play that? They had it. I don't know if I ever saw it at an arcade in Arizona, but I know I saw it at like at multiple GameWorks. It was like a fighting game where you actually stood in front of like all these blue lights, and you controlled your character. It was like a head to head, and you controlled your character by actually punching and kicking.
Yeah.
I never played it. I don't know, man. I like tactile feedback.
Mm.
Like, I wish the iPhone had a keyboard that would make little clicky noises and feel like something was happening when I hit buttons on it, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Infinitely fewer typos, if that were the case. You know, probably I could probably get faster with the iPhone keyboard than I could with a real QWERTY keyboard
mm-hmm.
if I keep practicing. But I don't know, man. I like tactile. I'm not one of those people who like demands one of those old IBM XT keyboards or whatever, you know, with the like sprawling, 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 sprawling. Like, I kind of hate those.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man.
Just something. Like, it doesn't have to be a fully manual switch, but it should do something.
Yeah.
I like that there was some phone that had a under the touch screen, it had a bunch of clicky buttons. So sometimes you were actually pushing a button on the screen and it would click.
Yeah, I read, I think it was just like a Slashdot story about a new patent or something where it was a touch screen that could bubble up, like, on demand. Like, you'd switch to a new screen and it would actually create physical buttons that you could press on the touch screen. Which is sort of like a more flexible version of what you're describing.
Yeah.
Which was also an imaginary version.
Yeah.
It's like male birth control. Every time you read about male birth control, there's something about to hit the market in 2 to 3 years.
It's called marijuana.
Yeah. Or sitting in a really, really hot bath.
And I think, like, just sitting with your laptop on your lap for an hour beforehand might work.
Yeah. But, I mean, if I have my laptop on my lap for an hour, that's going to be enough time that I'll have randomly stumbled upon some porn, and then I just won't be interested in sex anymore.
Yeah. If you have your laptop on your lap in the bathtub, mm-hmm. then you're probably just kind of pissed off about not having your laptop anymore.
Yeah, well, you can have a waterproof laptop.
You can?
I don't know.
Dude. This changes everything.
Pet Rock Steve says, empty agua de vida bottle. Empty agua de vida bottle. Don't you know that I love you? Yeah, I didn't realize that empty agua de vida bottle. Like,
empty agua de vida bottle.
Yeah. I like that song. And it's like 20 minutes long.
I've never heard the long version of it. That's probably why I like it.
It's an entire side of an album. My dad had it.
There, yeah, it's like that Jethro Tull song that's 45 minutes long.
You actually have to turn the record over in the middle of the song.
Yeah, I don't think that counts, though, if it's, they're like, no, this is one song called Thick as a Brick. Now here's a 3-minute movement within that song that contains verses and choruses.
Right.
That's kind of cheap.
Let's see. Type Login says, / drink ale with ale doesn't work. The mall accepts the TM in the drink, but not the chat command.
Interesting.
Surely / drink ale life works, though. So you can do it. Sirendry. Yeah, backwards, that's still nonsense. I'm really enjoying the new Sandworm content. The Hunt the Wumpus minigame is a cool nostalgia trip. Now let me tell you how you can make it even more awesome. If I knock the Wumpus out, e.g. with a chloroform rag, and then attack it with Dr. Hobo's scalpel, I should be able to perform a hysterectomy on the Wumpus, thereby acquiring a Wumpus womb to install in my dwelling. Nardo Lupa says, rename / shammy to shamwo. /MESG to MSG. I've never encountered /MESG as a command. Like, basically any private message command that I had ever encountered anywhere, I made an alias for MSG in KOL's chat. But I've never seen that, /MESG. Where is that from?
Yeah, it's
Nardolupa can't answer me in person right now.
That's like, you should do the Rush Limbaugh thing and kind of interrogate him in absentia.
Yeah.
So you can't give me an example, can you? No, because there aren't any. Anyway. What is with the... hipsters explain to me, or internet explain to me, why we're all obsessed with ShamWows and Snuggies and Slankets and shit. Like, I understand ironically appreciating something, but Jesus.
You're going to love my nuts.
Like, why is this so important to the... You know, like, that remix was cool, but I don't know why people are like, oh my god, if you reference a ShamWow and a Slankit in your game, it would be the best thing ever. Like, no, I mean, these are
there is a ShamWow reference in that stuff, right? But like,
right, it's not blatant enough, you know?
It's not early enough, is the problem. People see it, they haven't gotten to the point where they notice that reference, because once you've got like 100 chammy and you make them into a bundle, that you get that, you see that reference. But, you know, the thing is, like, I have described a lot of times this device that I had that I really liked in my kitchen, and it was a slap chop.
Uh-huh.
Right? I like that thing. I used to use it all the time. Yeah, the problem with it is that it's incredibly difficult to clean. But, whatever. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like that guy with the super obnoxious like thing about getting money from the government and the question marks all over his suit.
Yeah. But I don't run into him on, like, praised on random blogs. Like, you know. It's kind of like when the bacon thing got huge.
It's like, you know, it's just a, it's like mimetics, you know? Like,
yeah, but I remember enjoying memes, you know? Like,
right, but okay, so I mean, why is Darmok and Gelada Tanagra everywhere, right? It just is, right? Everybody's talking about it, and then eventually they'll stop talking about it. There's not really a reason, right? Mm-hmm. It came out, Star Trek came out, and got people, there are a lot of people watching season one of the original series Star Trek right now.
Yeah.
You know, the confluence of the movie coming out and it being available on Netflix. You know, so I mean, I don't know, you know, maybe it's just happening. It is just happening that a lot of people are thinking about the ShamWow guy, and so, you know, why was Chocolate Rain so popular?
Yeah, because it was really funny, I don't know.
It's not that funny. Tim Arthur says, also, a Fallout-like movie you might enjoy could be Beach Party at the Threshold of Hell, if you haven't seen it yet. You know what I watched the other day was A Boy and His Dog.
Hmm.
I actually watched it up until the last, like, 20 minutes or so. It's a Harlan Ellison story, post-apocalyptic. A guy wandering the wasteland with a dog who's telepathic and specializes in tracking down women for him to rape.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Don Johnson, at age 25, in it, with, like, a southern accent.
That's not Mel Gibson in that? It's Don Gibson? Johnson. Mel... Never mind.
Yeah, Mel Gibson wasn't in anything until Mad Max.
Huh.
I guess it came out around the same time as Mad Max, but they claimed that neither of them had seen the other movie. I don't know which one came out first. Severus says, in some older radio shows, you seem pretty excited about having the same monster types of varying strengths, like young yetis, adolescent yetis, strong yetis, and so forth. Any plans to do this still? No. Not to everything. If the game had been written to handle that from the beginning, and that had been just part of the process of writing a monster, then maybe. But, like, I don't want to have to shoehorn that into an existing... Diagia says, will there be a trophy for slime element bonus damage? Slime is not an element. Windmills do not work that way. Levio says, thank you for the sweet spleen familiar, but now 100% runs are that much more bitter, haha. I don't understand why. Unnamed Hobo says, much love for the sandworm, guys. I love it, though that may be due to me not having a llama. No, I think you love it because it rules.
Yeah.
Let's see. T. Coop says, during insult beer pong, you should be able to pass the first insult you don't have the retort to. Why? Because so's your face always makes sense. Thank you, Scrubs.
Excuse me.
Alpha Omicron says, the June Familiar is contentastic red. Also, non-KWE chat command interface solution, please. Yeah. C.D. Moyer had written as a test, like a not-in-chat interface thing. Just a thing that let you run chat commands without actually entering chat.
Is that what I do? So that's something that's on dev? That just
yeah, you can
command
click
line.
The thing to open it up or whatever. I think the link is still in there. You know, I don't. The problem with it in its current form is that people will want something that they can use while they have chat open.
Right.
You know. Yeah, I don't know. Parse says the new item of the month is made of Win, the surprisingly flute giant pretzels a la Dune. I tried to read D-O-O-N. But I just couldn't. I couldn't get past the first couple pages.
Is it some kind of Dune parody?
Yeah, it was like a National Lampoon published it in like the 70s.
Hmm.
I don't know. Rain Summers says, "Have you thought about creating a chat channel for European players? Having a place to gather could draw many more in. Why don't you create channel/Euro? I think the portion of our player base who enjoys having fake British accents would probably overrun it." They would chat with fake British accents, and the real Brits would get angry at them.
Right.
Like Jarko. Jarko, it's easy to make Jarko angry, and man, you wouldn't like him when he's angry. Mostly because you wouldn't like him even when he's not angry, but that's beside. You do not want to incur his wrath, because he will fuck your shit up. He will take you to a restaurant where you will order soup so spicy that you can't stand it. That is what that guy will do to you.
Is that what happened with Jarko when you were hanging out with him?
Yeah. He got us our first absinthe. And he took us to a restaurant. It was like a... I don't even know what kind of restaurant it was. It was like Thai food, but it wasn't really a Thai restaurant. It was like some other Asian country that I don't know what it's called. Got some of that coconut and chili soup, though. And goddamn.
Do you suppose the chef there can make soup so spicy that he himself can't eat it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Evangeon Q says, can you add another /logout command aside from the angry /go command? That's pretty funny. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Vanellar says, I was listening to an old Thursday show yesterday and you were talking about a zero punctuation about Bionic Commando. I happened to go to The Escapist today and saw the new episode. The new episode was Bionic Commando.
Uh-huh.
Something happened to Vanelda in there. Okay. I don't remember talking about a Thursday show. I don't remember talking about a Thursday show except for just now when I was talking about a Thursday night. I'm going to move past this question because, god damn it.
Hawksmaw requests that we not put in any Ascension relevant PvP content.
I think that the main thing that people have a problem with is they don't want us to put in content that requires them to PvP during Ascension, which I don't think that we would.
Well, I think that... I don't know. Do we want to make it so that if you've ascended a couple of times, you're better at PvP than someone who hasn't?
Well...
Or do we want those to be kind of too different?
The way that we've been conceiving of the new one, there is not a particular advantage to ascending except in certain kind of limited cases. I don't think... You know, we'll have to see, really. I don't think there's a problem. If there are goals that are achievable in PvP with either skill or effort, then I don't think it's a big deal putting Ascension-relevant stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody pointed out that it would not be as big a, like, you know, because the Bounty Hunter was a slap in the face to Ascenders, right? It would not be as big a slap in the face because... PvP fights are a separate currency, right? You don't have to stop doing what you want to do with the game to participate in PvP. It's an entirely separate thing. So, you know, we'll figure it out. You know, we never piss people off that much because we've all forgotten about it, honestly. Grimlock Master says, when are we going to see a battle between the denizens of Whitey's Grove and the Black Forest? We still need to put the fever jungle in between them.
Right. And then have, yeah, race riots are something that I think we've been lacking in KOL for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah, just like a, like the hippie frat war, except whites versus blacks. Well, I'm betting on black, because I always bet on black.
Yeah, I think Wesley Snipes wouldn't steer us wrong.
Passenger motherfucking 57. What was he sick of on this motherfucking plane? What was the threat?
Some kind of terrorist something.
Hijackers.
I didn't pay too much attention. You know what would be great, though, is if they would go through the old Star Trek The Next Generation episodes and replace Wesley Crusher with Wesley Snipes.
You think?
Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they'd say, shut up, Wesley, and then he'd, like, pop a cap and a motherfucker.
They'd actually have to refilm a lot of the episodes.
Right.
So every time Wesley Snipes did something to somebody, they would get a lot older. That's his power.
Is aging you?
Yeah, no, like a wraith. No, wraiths steal levels. What ages you? There's some undead that ages you.
So now we're talking about wraith wars. Mm-hmm. Wraith riots?
Wraith riots.
Yeah, it's not going to get any less dumb, is it?
Kane says, any chance of getting some more announcements in / slime tube, maybe for gallbladder squeezes and whatnot? Yeah, I did announcements for gallbladders.
Kane says, sorry.
Moon Age Daydream says, hey guys, I've got a dilemma here. I know getting like 7 in a 6-pack of food is supposed to be lucky, but I just got 13 in a 12-pack. Luckier or unluckier? I don't know that getting 7 in a 6-pack of anything is supposed to be lucky. If that's ever happened to me or to anyone. That's what comes in a 6-pack that's like heterogeneous enough that 7 would fit?
Man, I don't know. Like, maybe like a tube of like Pillsbury biscuit dough or something?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you could have 7 slightly flatter ones. And I haven't thought about those in forever.
We eat those a lot at the Knight household.
Yeah.
Because they come in, the crescent rolls and biscuits now come in like little childless couple packs. We have like 4 crescent rolls or 4 biscuits to a tube. Good.
We ate a lot of those when I was a kid. And those the cinnamon rolls are pretty good, too. 2 cinnamon rolls and 1 roll of frosting.
Yeah. Orange rolls.
The frosting tastes like baby aspirin. They're booze.
Mmm.
Baby aspirin are fucking delicious. Why don't they make candy that tastes like baby aspirin?
You could probably just eat the baby aspirin.
Well, sure. Orange Tic Tacs kind of taste like baby aspirin, but it's not the same.
So I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Bottle of baby aspirin. Yay!
Several bottles of baby aspirin. I mean, I'm not going to lowball you.
Hawksmore says, no essential relevant PvP content. I know I, for one, will quit immediately, and I might arrange a trip to Arizona just to punch you fuckers in the cocks.
I think you should. I think you should go to Arizona, and any asymmetric staff you find there, punch right in the dick.
That is nice, man. Plus, you're eventually going to be here, and there are more of us than you. But we'll all have bruised dicks, so really see that.
You got all quiet again.
I did. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I only use microphones that cannot support their own weights. Leap says, an Ascender who finds current PvP stupid and lame, please put Ascension content into the new PvP. I never would have gone to the basement if it weren't for the telescope, and I love trying something new and benefiting from it. Well, Leaves wins.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Okay. Beneldar says, Ascension relevant stuff in PvP? Ascension is kind of like playing the game, and PvP is part of the game. I hate it when I'm forced into PvP, but if people want to be the best, they have to do everything. Okay, I just lost my point somewhere in that sentence, and it got all convoluted. Just pretend I said something funny, like, butts. Butts and a colon at the end? Like he was about to have, a funny tagline for butts?
Butts tend to have a colon at the end.
Oh!
I thought that was where you were going with that.
No, I wasn't. It was, that's the thing. I'm funny even when I'm not trying. You know, I set them up for you, even by accident. Bob Boss says, it was him talking about it. Will the revamped PvP system work on the N PvP fights per day system? I think that makes it less frustrating to ascender, since it doesn't use adventures, doesn't drag me away from the fun part of the game I enjoy the most. Clan Dungeon / the Basin / the Bounty Hunter Dude. Shanty says, what about 13-year-olds? What about them?
You know what the best thing about 13-year-olds is? There's 13 of them. That's a terrible joke. That doesn't even make any sense at all.
Fenelar says, holy fuck, you're actually talking about Total. It's so good, though, and healthy. Oh my god, I'm old, too. He was making fun of us for talking about our cats and then saying, why don't you just talk about Total for a while? So then we actually talked about Total because Griff and I are both big fans of Total.
I'm still on, like, I need a ridiculous amount of sugar in my breakfast to get me going. So it's either Reese's Peanut Butter Cup cereal or Pop-Tarts with peanut butter in between them.
I cannot figure out why you're gaining weight, Mr. Skullhead. It is a mystery.
Now, would you seriously think that eating two Pop-Tarts rather than a bowl of Total is more calories?
Yeah.
How big are your bowls?
I don't eat breakfast, right? I'm not saying I eat Total. I bet two Pop-Tarts has twice as many calories as a bowl of non-sugar cereal.
The problem is that if I ate like 300 calories for breakfast instead of 600, I would have to eat breakfast again 2 hours later.
Okay.
Or I would fall the fuck over. I'm not a small man.
I don't tend to eat breakfast, really. I ate a lot of bagels while I was in New York. But because New York makes you Jewish.
Yeah, did you have them with schmear?
I did. I had a bagel this morning. I rode my bike into work, and I stopped at a coffee shop on the way because I was tired. I really wanted a cup of coffee, but it was like I was hot and sweaty, so I got iced coffee, like an iced mocha. It's all nothing but sugar and milk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like one of those every once and again. But I don't want to get in the habit of drinking, like, fancy coffee drinks. Because the last thing I need is more things that make me look gay.
Yeah. I don't know. You might need. Depends on where you're going.
Right. If I'm going to a gay-looking contest.
Right.
Or like a gay-staring contest. The whole office smells like canned cat food. And I'm not entirely sure. Maybe I just got some canned cat food in my nose, so everything smells like canned cat food to me.
Maybe you have some stuck on your upper lip?
Yeah, that's true. I was eating some directly out of the can earlier. Mm-hmm. Maybe I got a little canned cat food in my mustache.
Yeah, I saw you have, like, complicated facial hair these days.
Nah, it's just the regular beard that I usually grow when I grow a beard.
That, it looked kind of carefully groomed.
I mean, I have to carefully groom it if I want. I figured out a style of beard that I can wear with the facial hair that I can actually grow. Because I can't really do a full beard, and I don't really want a goatee.
Right.
Because I don't like...
Well, you're not bald.
Yeah, you have to be bald. You have to be bald or really fat to wear a goatee.
Or both.
It's true. That is true. I forgot about both. Freaking Pez Boy and his lumberjack beard.
It really annoys me, though, that, like, everywhere I go, I will see at least 5 other guys who look exactly like me.
Oh, yeah?
That's just irritating me, because there's really nothing I can do about it. Can't
you
shave off
the... really obnoxious glasses. That's what I've done. Nobody looks like me, because nobody else would wear these ludicrous-looking glasses.
Yeah, I mean, I could take steps to differentiate myself, but they would involve making me look less presentable than I am now.
Oh, facial tattoos.
I was thinking like a head tattoo. I could get a comb over tattooed on my head. That'd be that would awesome, be nice. Ironic tattoo.
Yeah, it really would be. You could just get like a Mike Tyson actually get a facial tattoo of Mike Tyson's face.
Yeah. Tattooed on your face. Actual size.
Yeah.
I want my face tattooed on my face, only bigger. That's a Stephen Wright.
Right.
Linguini Lad proposes a file of fail, or a fail of fail. That would confuse dyslexics.
Of course, everything confuses dyslexics.
People are already confused enough by the dingy dingy.
Lady Arsenic says, dude, they lay eggs. They don't need vaginas. You do remember that fish eggs are fertilized when they're in the water. Oh, yeah. I'm a suck for fish. It's like you spend your whole teenage experience as a fish just, like, beating off onto the ocean floor.
Right.
And then it's finally time for you to get laid. You just have to beat off onto some eggs on the ocean floor.
That's pretty similar to my experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me. I need to call my pool guy and get some eggs on the way home. You should turn the filter off so that these eggs don't get sucked through the...
So you said pool, masturbation, and filter, and that just made me think of that freaking...
The Chuck Palahniuk story.
That was the one part of that book that was actually kind of interesting and disturbing.
I don't think that was the only, I read that part online before the book came out, and I don't think I ever actually read it.
The rest of the book just sounds like he sat down and was like, what are things that would shock and offend people? And just made a list, and then kind of half-assed wrote stories around them.
I see.
Like, a miscarriage. Eating a miscarriage. And eating a miscarriage and then having a guy chop off your dick. It's just... a couple of pages in, it was like, I am absolutely unable to be shocked by this guy because he is trying way too fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He was not exactly a one-trick pony, but I really, like, you know... I read, like, 4 Chuck Palahniuk books, and I'm like, yeah. They just kind of stopped being good.
The only one I've read is Choke, and I liked that quite a bit.
Yeah, Choke was alright. Fight Club was pretty good. Invisible Monsters was okay. We got 5 minutes left.
Your clock is fast.
My what?
Your clock is fast.
My clock is fast. What time is it?
Oh, mine, it's like 10 till.
10 till?
10 till. Yentl.
Why can't I drag the hands on the analog clock in the Windows clock app? Tell me that.
Don't look at me, man. I use Linux.
Yeah.
First, I have to write a program to compile the clock.
Right. I was thinking about Linux people earlier because I was reading the ThinkGeek catalog while I pooped.
Hmm. ThinkGeek makes a print catalog? Oh, no, you're...
They do. They do. If you've ever ordered anything from ThinkGeek, they just start sending it to you all the time. So,
huh.
I get, because my wife ordered something from ThinkGeek once. Never did try those Miracle Berry tablets.
Did you ever assemble your desktop trebuchet?
Yeah, yeah. We did. And use that as the model for the use that as the slightly smaller scale model for the scale model trebuchet that we ended up building. Yeah. That thing was fun. But then it turned out we were never going to break the world record.
For throwing stuff?
Yeah, we're throwing a pumpkin for the trebuchet. Because the current record holder was held by a trebuchet that was far larger than it was within our civil engineering capacity to actually put together. Mm-hmm. Plus, the second time we took the trebuchet out to fire it, the fucking cops showed up. Cops from multiple jurisdictions. We had a reservation cop and a city cop.
Hmm.
And neither of them was having it.
They were both the bad cop?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Our buddy was trying to convince him that it was a legitimate school project because he was like... he's a postdoc at ASU and he pretended to be faculty. Because he had taught a class, so I guess he could say that he was faculty at ASU. Physics department. But, yeah. Didn't work. We have all these, you know, 30-something students out here on a closed stretch of road. That place was awesome, though. There's a place where this old highway washed out. So it looks all post-apocalyptic. You can't go there without driving past a bunch of barriers and then having the cops show up.
Turns out.
Yeah, they were like, the cop was like, no, come on, seriously, guys, how many barriers did you have to drive around to get here? We can't let you stay. Fine, prick.
I think that the fact that you can drive around them means that they're not doing their job as barriers.
Yeah, they're not real. They don't count. They're like stop signs with the white border. Dyslexal Sid says, I just ascended and I ran into a crazy bastard at level 1. Why couldn't I have run into a sane, legitimate child and gotten a sane, legitimate child sword? Because there's no such thing.
Yep.
Ashelon says, the Astral Shroom, Absinthe, and Lamagong are all potions. What was the rationale for the Agua de Vida to have a spleen cost? June pattern was broken and just curious why. Reason I ask is that the first three areas, you can theoretically play there all day. With the new area, you're limited by the amount of empty bottles you can get in a day. You can't buy empty bottles, only the full bottles, which have a spleen cost attached to them. Well, we had constantly promised that the June Familiar would give people a spleen for turn, or turns for spleen items, so we had to keep that promise, basically. I didn't want us to have to build the content. I didn't want us to have to be so tight with the mechanics of what was going on in the zones that... Okay, I'm having a hard time. I didn't want us to have to balance the content against the other spleen familiars. I wanted the content to be something that we could just do whatever the fuck we wanted with for fun. Right? And I think it is better because we were able to do that. It's better because we were able to just play with it and not have to spend all kinds of time making sure, like, this benefit takes this many turns to get and this benefit takes this many turns to get. And I understand that it limits the amount of time that you can play in a day in the new zones, but I don't really think that there's anything wrong with that. It is certainly not the first time we've done something like that, and, you know, it makes the fun last longer, right? That's the way I see it.
I think that as much as it helps us a lot to be able to do the same kind of thing every June, it was nice to be able to change it up a little bit. So, I think it's good to not just do the same thing over and over again. Kind of.
Yeah.
And people would have complained if we had made it exactly the same, so... I like that you came up with that at the beginning, because it just took the pressure off writing it.
Yeah, I know, and that was something that I was kind of... I wasn't sure what we were going to have to do to make it work in terms of not, like, just completely deprecating the other familiars to have it just give you the spleen item for free, right? But Dev was great about helping figure out a way to balance that in a way that I think is interesting, and it makes it still relevant to use the llama even if you have both it and the... and the sandworm, and you know, I think it worked out all right. Spark Lee says, I'm not a PHP coder, but I've done a lot of work with large databases. Can someone technical talk to me about the fight.php problem? I may have ideas. It doesn't have anything to do with the database stuff. It is a problem with the PHP precompiler and some weird corruption that happens with large files under low memory conditions. And we're looking into it. We're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, but, like, you know... Like I said, I think that we've arrived at a point where we have enough different kinds of band-aids that it shouldn't be happening anymore. At least it shouldn't happen regularly. It shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be the case that, like, if it happens on a Saturday and CDM and I are both unavailable, that the game just won't be unplayable for a few hours. Like, that shouldn't happen at this point. Anyway, if anybody does know anything about eAccelerator just breaking scripts under low memory conditions, then that'd be great to know about. But it's one of those things, like, we're using some particular build of Linux and particular versions of all of these different particular softwares, and it's like, there are a lot of problems that you can't, like, look on the internet and find a solution, right? Like, it takes more expertise than I have, and, you know, that's why we got Geth. Something will happen. You know, we always manage to work these things out. Thundergirl says, about inventory interface, there should be a way to filter the equipment by enchantment type. Huh. I can see that maybe being possible, but I don't know. Linguini Led says, what is the narrative reason for the empty Agua de Vida bottle being untradeable? Is the jungle baboon a relative of the orangutan from Wormwood? Yeah, because I didn't want to draw another monkey. Plus, it was one of those things, you know, I think you only fight it once. That might not be true, actually. It might be one of the regular monsters. I don't know. Baboons and orangutans are identical in loathing. or rather ancient baboons and modern orangutans. Modern orangutans descend from ancient baboons. Narrative reason for the empty agua de vida bottle being untradeable. Well, because you drank out of it and you're fascinated by it, by that particular one.
Plus, that's nobody else wants it because your filthy mouth has been on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always keep in mind that the human body is a disgusting thing.
It is. It is. It's filled with disease and other disease.
And unease.
Yeah. And, easy cheese. I haven't had any easy cheese in a long time.
Yeah, all of my cheese is really hard these days.
I used to like getting a box of Ritz crackers and a can of Easy Cheese and just seeing how many layers I could consume at once.
Just testing that deliciousness theory.
Yeah. Ritz cracker, layer of Easy Cheese. Ritz cracker, layer of Easy Cheese. Ritz cracker, layer of Easy Cheese. It eventually gets pretty hard to chew if your mouth is totally filled with Ritz crackers and Easy Cheese.
And you can't say Chubby Bunny.
That's true. Did you ever see that? Did you ever see the Blue Man Group marshmallow routine?
No.
You keep throwing marshmallows to the guy, and he just fits an alarming number of marshmallows in his mouth all at once.
No,
pretty impressive.
I'll have to seek it out. And I like the Blue Man Group because they teach me that the array of things at which you can earn a living is much broader than I thought.
Right.
I like to make random musical instruments out of PVC pipe. There's a career there.
Those guys are to be in that show. You have to be really talented.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not so knocking them at all.
It's weird, like, because you know, for every person, you know, for, I would say for every 1,000 people who try and do something like that for a living, one of them succeeds.
Yeah.
That has to be pretty remarkable for that to happen. I don't know. You should definitely see Blue Man. Like, the show is absolutely worth what it costs to see. It was awesome. It's on Vegas. And on that note, we should get off the radio.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, we're out of here. I'll be on the radio tomorrow afternoon, and you will be on
Thursday.
Good night, everybody.